You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
All right, let's see who we got. For No Filter Friday, we have Anne, Brittany, Ray, and Tara.
All right, pretty good.
It's a good lineup. Start with Anne. Anne, what the heck are you doing this weekend? It better be good.
I'm going to visit my daughter at CSU.
Are you? You going to go hit up some frat parties and tear it up?
Well, hell yeah.
Hells yeah. How's your daughter doing up there? How's her grades?
She's doing really well, and she loves it up there. And it's I'm really pleased. She's doing great. She has a lab job, and she's had it since freshman year. So that's kind of like unheard of. So she's doing awesome.
Wow. How much more school has she got? Is she a sophomore, junior, senior? What's the story?
She's a junior.
All right, a little bit longer.
How much is all this schooling costing?
Well, thank God she has got, like, she got a scholarship the first year. She's got all kinds of grants and stuff, so it hasn't cost me much.
She sounds very bright. What is she studying?
She's taken a lot of science classes. She's going to get a degree in biology, but what she wants to do is get her doctorate, work in a lab to, find cures.
Save the world.
Human diseases, I guess. So, yeah.
Yeah, save the world.
Well, she's actually going to college and learning something. She's not up there partying all the time, so.
Math, science. That's the way to go these days. Engineering.
Well, unless she's copying off somebody. She could be partying and tearing it up and just copying off somebody next to her.
It's always possible.
We don't know.
We don't know, do we?
Well, good for you. We hope you have a hell of a weekend up there in Fort Collins. Anything you got to ask us? Or are you good to go?
Yes. I want to ask Dom, and I've been wanting to ask you this for a long time because I've been listening to you guys for forever. Do you remember, and it was like 1993, 1994 maybe, you were a judge at a dog costume Halloween contest at the old Boulder Foothills Fashion Mall. Do you remember that?
Well, I'll be honest with you. If you're going back 30 years, Ann, I will tell you.
Probably not.
I remember being a judge at multiple dog costume contests. I remember there were some at South Glen Mall when that was still around.
Right.
And I remember doing one in Boulder. Why? Did you have a dog in that contest or something?
I sure did. I've held a grudge for 30-something years because I entered my bulldog and put him in my husband's old naval uniform. And you guys picked the Doberman that was dressed like a prostitute.
Well, it's what Dom
like,
knows.
That's anyway. One of the best calls ever, and you've held a 30-year grudge because I didn't vote for your dog in a
Poor
costume
dog.
Contest.
May he rest at this point.
30-year right, grudge. Yeah. What was the dog's name?
Yeah.
Petey. His name was Petey
the Bulldog.
Oh, my God. I want to say your call has probably made my month. So.
Well, that's awesome. I've been listening to you guys forever, and I just wondered if you remember that. So I was like, what?
Well, I'll tell you this. I'll tell you this, Ann. I don't necessarily remember that, but now I'm never going to forget it.
It's funny.
So the fact that you've been pissed for 30 years, that's fantastic.
I love you guys. You have a great weekend.
Bye,
you
Ann.
Too, Ann. We love
That's
you.
Cute.
Back.
I wonder what the prize was that she missed out on. Did she
God,
say?
I don't.
Probably
know.
Something that's, cheesy.
That's funny. But I mean, a dog dressed as a prostitute. You got it.
I mean,
that's
you got. That's kind of yeah.
That's funny.
It's pretty cute.
Brittany, you got any grudges you've held against anybody for a long time?
Not for 30 years.
Wow. All right. What are you doing this weekend? Anything good?
Yeah, actually, I have a kind of a pretty busy weekend. So tonight, I am going to Meow Wolf with my best friend.
You'll love it. It's a blast.
I've never been. I'm pretty excited.
It's very cool.
And then tomorrow, we're going hiking bright and early to visit her mother's resting place. And then I'm going to go ride horses. And
wow.
On Sunday, we're going to the Springs for my nephew's birthday party.
Oh, well, it was going so well until Sunday.
Well, the Springs is lovely. I mean, but
they love the Springs.
Yeah.
What are you getting the kid for the birthday party? What kind of present?
Cash.
Cash money. That's good. Money. That's the way to go.
How old
he's
is
13.
He?
He's 13. He's going to be 13.
Yeah. That's
so
a great call. Yeah.
He's at his eight. I talked to my brother, and he's like, he's so hard to shop for. We got him everything we could think of. I was like, I'm just going to give him cash then.
That's what people do with my kids now. It's either cash, Amazon, or Target gift cards.
I think that's solid.
It was so funny to have my daughter's 9th birthday, and all of her friends just gave her Target gift cards. So she had a little stack of them. You know what we did? We're like, you don't need anything else. So we bought a lot of them off of her and like put the money in her savings account and bought the gift card off of her.
Okay, that's smart.
That's awesome.
Like, this is some smarter way. Save your money.
I think Aunt Brittany is going to score this weekend. I think that's great. Cash is king.
That's right.
Yeah. It is.
You be careful on those horses.
I'll be the only one.
Be careful. They'll get away from you.
Yeah, don't get
bumped.
I've
been training horses since I was 14. I'll be fine.
Oh, okay. Okay. She's got carrots in her pocket.
Do you have a question for us, or are you good to go?
I want to know both of your favorite colors.
Oh, nice and simple. Clear. No.
Mauve.
Mauve. Forest green.
Forest green. All right. Dom.
I went mauve.
Mauve and forest green.
What color is mauve again? Is mauve like a reddish orange? Is that right?
You bet.
Or is it blue? What is it?
Uh-huh.
You tell me, Brittany, what is mauve?
I don't know.
It's a sound that you make when you're vomiting, isn't it? You're like, mauve. Mauve.
Here we go. It's a pale purple color. All right. Yeah, there you go.
It matches his teeth. Hey, Brittany, what's your favorite color?
Mine is blue.
Blue.
See, I always go with blue.
Basic blue.
I love blue, but that's why I switched it over to mauve at the last minute. You're delightful. You go have a great weekend. Drive carefully to the Springs, okay?
Thanks, boys.
Bye.
Appreciate you so, so much. It's Ray's turn. Ray, what are you doing this weekend? You riding horses?
I am not. I wouldn't mind going for a horse ride. But
well, what are you going to do, Ray?
Oh, probably work at my mom's house.
What are you doing at your mom's house?
Working on it.
Oh, working on it. Is it a mess?
Yeah. No, just replacing things that need to be replaced, that kind of stuff.
Oh, but, you're a handyman.
Hmm. Kind of, yeah.
Does your mom ever call you a sweet baby?
No.
Sweet baby Ray?
I don't think so.
No.
But I've been a long time, first time here.
Oh, thank you, Ray. How long do you think you've been listening?
Well, technically, probably before Jeremy's been a spark in his dad's eye.
Wow. I was sperm since he's been listening.
Wow. That's going back a ways.
What do you hate about the show, Ray? What's the one thing you hate about it?
Yeah, we'll change it immediately.
One thing I hate about
Yes.
Come on.
So many.
So many things you hate about the show
well,
that
just
you
pick
can't
one.
Choose? Pick the glaring one that you hate.
Holy crap.
Probably when you're doing the trending.
Yeah.
And, trending report. Okay.
And Dom's asking questions and Jeremy is like, I don't know. I didn't read the whole article. But now you got the question in everybody's mind, and now everybody wants to know, but don't have the answer.
Isn't that a joy, though? Because it allows people to remain curious.
That's a little trick we do, too. Just
see what we're doing,
keep people
right?
Irritated.
Keep people curious and always
I guess
curious.
That's how it goes. Yep.
That's how it goes, Ray.
Boy, I tell you what, if that's the worst thing we're doing, I'm okay.
Yeah.
That's good.
I'm okay. Yep. Ray, you are a good man. You go have a great weekend, okay, buddy?
All right, thanks, guys.
Bye, Ray.
Thank you so much. Thank you for listening since Jeremy was a swimmer. Here's Tara. Tara.
Hello.
Tara.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Sorry you had to hear that. What are you doing this weekend, Tara?
This weekend I am taking a concealed carry class.
Okay.
But the reason I called is because I am watching a scary movie on Prime called From... And I just did the whole first season, and now I'm into the second season, and I'm so scared I can't even watch it at night. So that's why I was calling. Has anyone seen it?
I'm looking it up right now. Give us the gist of the show. What's the show about?
Oh, they're stuck in some time loop of scary monsters that live in underground and come out at night and eat them.
A nightmarish town that traps all those who enter.
Yes.
Unwilling residents search for a way out. They also must survive the threats of the forest. Mm. All including the creatures that come out at night. TVMA, 10 episodes.
Scary.
Huh. We'll stop watching it if you're scared.
I'm looking at some images of it, and it looks kind of...
cheesy.
Cheesy.
It is, but it's still scary. When you're by yourself at night and the dog won't cuddle with you on the couch,
Well, then watch it during the day, then.
Because I work during the day.
That's all right.
So it scares you, but you still can't stop watching.
Yes, I just started the second season, and there's a season 3, and I can't imagine that there's still another 30 episodes of scare. Like, how much?
That's
more?
How I felt like about The Walking Dead. I was like, yep. I finally had to bail out because it was like,
that's
too,
a great example, Jer.
Much.
And another one is X-Files. X-Files ran out of creepy paranormal things that they could do, so they had to just start repeating stuff.
It's cheesy. So. Mm-hmm. So what do you do? Yeah. Do you sleep with a light on then, or triple check your doors?
I have. Various weapons.
Is this why you're taking your concealed carry class this weekend? Is because of this show?
I have a Bible by my bed. That's my scary book weapon.
A Bible and a gun.
Lord help you. Do not break into Tara's house.
This is bound to end well, Tara.
Get ready
to
meet
Lord
your maker.
Give me a gun. Good God.
I have various weapons at my house.
Listen,
is the funniest
we've
got
to run, but thank you for listening. Thank you for calling. Good luck with the show, and don't shoot anybody, okay?
Be safe.
Thank you. Okay. You too. Have
All
a
right.
great weekend, boys.
Bye.
You too. Bye-bye. Wow, that took a turn. Here's Sarah. Sarah, you get to bring it home today. What are you doing this weekend?
Well, we're going to the Good Guys Car Show.
Hey, we were giving away tickets to that last week.
Yeah, that's really good.
2,000 cars. Are you a gearhead?
We're entering models this year, though.
What?
We're entering model cars.
Model cars.
You're entering. Yeah. So you've got a car that will be part of the show.
Like little teeny models, though?
Yeah.
Really? So not a full-size car? Like when you'd pick up at Hobby Lobby, you make it.
Absolutely.
And then I didn't know you could do that.
Huh.
Oh, yeah.
What a weird
we
little hobby.
We won an award for it a couple years ago.
Which
Can
cars?
Can you send us a photo of one of them?
Yeah, I want to see a pic.
Oh,
will
definitely.
You do that?
Definitely.
Yeah.
I will.
I used to build models like crazy when I was a kid. I built cars and airplanes and aircraft
when
carriers.
He was a kid, Sarah.
I never got into them until I started dating my old man.
Yeah, the old man's into die-cast models?
Not the die-cast, just the ones you put together, like Revel.
I have a hunch you guys just like sniffing the paint.
Yeah, the glue after a while starts to really play with your brain a little bit.
It's not as strong anymore.
Oh, it's not, huh?
Make it strong these days.
That's disappointing for you, huh?
Yeah. Well, no, we've got other things to keep us occupied.
Oh, whoa.
The old man? Does it involve
legal.
The old man?
The old man.
Oh, usually.
Where did you meet the old man?
Actually, I met him when I moved back to Colorado 13 years ago at the Eagle Grill in Longmont.
What caught your eye about the old man?
Actually, it was an old friend of mine that I ran into from high school I hadn't seen in 25 years, and those two were friends.
Wow, that's easy.
We were playing pool, and it just went from there.
He was leaning over that table, and you're like, damn.
Yeah, show me something.
Were you leaning over the table to make a shot with a cigarette hanging out of your mouth? Tell me you were.
No.
No,
they couldn't smoke in the bars.
Oh.
Can't smoke in the bars. But, 10, 15 years ago, of course I was.
I could see that. You're feisty. Yeah. I like you, Sarah.
Kicking butt on the pool table, too, taking your money. Yeah.
You are feisty.
Absolutely.
You're a hustler. You're a total hustler.
You're a glue-sniffing hustler is what you are.
You guys have called me worse than that, I think, before. But that's all good. I love you guys.
Just wait till we hang up with you. Then
you had it coming.
Call you even more.
You had it coming, probably.
Wait till we shut the mics off. Oh, Sarah, you are so adorable. Thank you for being on the show. You have a great weekend, okay?
Well, thanks. You guys, too.
Bye.
Okay. We love you. That was a blast today.
Those were unique individuals, weren't they?
All five calls today were terrific. Thank you for making us laugh. Thank you for being part of the show. And thanks for being pissed at me for 30 years.